Indeed. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is the morning session, Wednesday, July 26th, of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Here.
Udaly?
Here.
Fritz? Fish? Wheeler?
Here. The purpose of council meeting... Whoa, that's loud. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to the matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope make everybody feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also to ensure that decorum is maintained. There's two opportunities for public participation in today's meeting. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subject they wish to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people can sign up for public testimony on first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter that's being considered before the council at the time. Please state your name for the record. We do not need your full address. If you're a lobbyist, we require you to please disclose that information. And if you're here representing an organization, it would be helpful for us to have that information as well. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify, unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light will light up and there'll be a beep. When your time is out, the red light will go on and there'll be some more beeping. Any conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption continues, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespassing. It's a shame we have to read all that. If folks would like to show your support, a simple thumbs up is great. If you can't stand what you're hearing, thumbs down is equally effective. We ask people just not to verbally express yourself. It gets in the way of people's testimony. So thank you. And with that,